Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, a program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. I hope you had a wonderful and a restful weekend, opportunity to be with family and friends and to take in the Lord's Day and celebrate the victory of our Lord Jesus Christ. I've thought many times over the last few months as the church is in the midst of trial and difficulty, and these are times where the world is shaking as well in so many ways, and it reminds me of how important it is for us to be able to set apart the Lord's Day, to draw strength from the Lord, to take part wholeheartedly in the liturgy, that prayer that we share, the body of Christ, the church we share across the earth. We set aside the Lord's Day as Jesus commanded, as the Father commanded us, and we feed on the Lord, and together we offer ourselves as a people, as a living sacrifice. We unite ourselves to Jesus, and friends, that's when we are most ourselves as the church, when we're together in communion around the table of the Lord. We're being united to the sacrifice of Jesus, and in some way, friends, everything we need to know about ourselves that's of greatest importance happens at that liturgy. If we're alive to it, if we're awake to it, I mean, whether we are or not, it's still happening. But at the end of the day, that time we have together is meant to be a time when we remember who we are, and how we do that is we pay attention to the prayers that are prayed throughout the liturgy. We pray with the Lord. We pray together as his body, and we remember. We remember that act of love by which we were all saved, where Jesus reveals on the cross the fundamental truth about who God is, the fundamental truth about who we are, the fundamental truth about what sin is and what's revealed there in the crucifixion of the human condition. As St. John Paul II used to say, he said, we see on the cross the face of God, the face of man, and the face of sin. We see the fundamental human condition, and that really why Jesus is hanging on the cross, he's hanging there because of the sins of the world, by humanity's mistrust of God, disobedience to God, refusal to receive from God our fundamental identity and to walk as sons and daughters of God. And here is the Son of God who took on human flesh to reveal to us what it means to be human, what our each one of us, what our destiny is. And our destiny is to follow in the footsteps of Jesus, because Jesus perfectly reveals what a fulfilled, happy, integrated, healthy human life looks like. The road to happiness, it may not look that way, but the road to happiness is through the cross. It's being united to Jesus on Calvary, because what's happening there? This definitive act of love, it's Jesus the second Adam, is offering himself fully, totally, in radical obedience and trust to the Father, his entire life. He's offering up his lifeblood for our sake, but he's giving his life to the Father freely, joyfully. He's saying yes to the Father's call on his life, and he's showing us that, friends, he's saying, obedience to my Father is the way to life. Obedience, the commandments of God, they don't restrict. They're not too burdensome. They don't steal our life and our hope in this world. They subdue our flesh, which demands its own way. But Jesus shows us on the cross, and every week we're there together remembering, both hearing the words of Jesus in the liturgy of the word, but we're also literally brought directly in touch with the sacrifice that saves the world. The sacrifice of Jesus on Calvary is being represented there. And by a miracle of God's command and the power of the Holy Spirit, we are literally being united to the most important thing that's ever happened on the face of this earth. Jesus reordered all of humanity toward God. He gave to God what belongs to God. He did justice to God. He loved him with all his heart, soul, mind, and strength. And he declares from that cross to each one of us. And at that table, he reminds us, he says, I'm telling you, what motivated me, Jesus is saying to us, is love for my Father. This love conquers all things. Everything in this world is passing away. God's love will last forever, because God is love. Jesus revealed the nature of God, that God indeed is love itself. And he invites us now at the table of the Lord to confess that truth of our sin, what's revealed there on the cross, that human sin, Peter Herbeck's sin, put Jesus on that cross. And that the love that's in Jesus' heart and his mercy is what saves me and unites me now through Jesus to the Father. Because Jesus gathers me in. He gathers you in. He gathers all of us in as a communion, as one body of saved human beings, rescued by his blood, set apart now for God, so much so that we're called the beloved. We who were, as Paul said, aliens and strangers, who literally lived without hope in the world, have now been drawn in by the power of that victory of Jesus on the cross. We're united to that cross, that act of love. Jesus includes us in that act of love. Both we're able to offer a pure sacrifice of love with Jesus because we're cleansed by his blood. We're united to him, and his spirit through baptism, which unites all of us in this communion, is his life in us. And we're one people confessing to the Father that Jesus Christ is Lord, confessing to the Father that we believe and we give thanks, which is what the Eucharist is, right? We give thanks to the Father for this precious gift, this inestimable gift that Jesus offers for us. We owe him everything. And in that moment, we shut out all the noise of the world. We shut out all the noise within us, the pride, the arrogance, the ego, the inordinate self-love, the self-condemnation, the brokenness, whatever's there, friends. We give it to him. And we say, Father, we believe. We say, amen. We say amen to this gift. And then literally he feeds us. He feeds us with his own body and blood, and he strengthens us spiritually. And it's so important for us to be alive to what's happening in that moment so it doesn't pass, so we don't miss the graces. I mean, Jesus is present there, body, soul, divinity, not because I want him to be, but because of the prayer of the priest, because of the objective truth, but how that reality that I receive affects me, how that grace is going to bear fruit in my life, depends upon how I receive it and how I say yes to it. It's hard to imagine, friends, because those of us who've been baptized, were baptized as babies and been going to Mass all our lives, it can feel like a routine. It can feel ordinary. There's so darn many distractions. But hidden there in the ordinariness of it all is the greatest mystery on the planet. Heaven and earth are united in that moment in a perfect way. And we're allowed to get a glimpse into what matters most. We're allowed to enter more deeply into the presence of the Father's heart. It's all there. Jesus gathers his beloved, yes, broken, sinful. He forgives our sins, and he makes us one with himself. And we're able to enter into the holy place right there in that communion, in that Mass. We penetrate most deeply into the holy presence of the Father, into the holy place. And Jesus wants us to remember this is our ultimate destiny. We're receiving a foretaste of the banquet, of the celebration, of the total and absolute victory of Jesus and the Father and the Holy Spirit and their work of salvation. And the fact that Jesus is there reigning in glory, and Our Lady is there, and we know the saints are there, and the rest, that this is our destiny. This is where we're headed. And in that moment at the Mass, the Lord is saying, keep your eye on the ball. Keep first things first. These are the most precious things, your relationship to the Father in Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit and through his sacrifice. This is the greatest thing in your life, the most precious thing that you must cultivate. And we must cultivate together as a body of people. Nothing can overcome us. Nothing in this world is stronger than this bond, this unity, this reality in Jesus Christ. And he calls us his beloved. I've been thinking a lot about this, trying to ask the Holy Spirit to help me believe it, to help me to see the implications of it and understand what it means that Jesus has given us power now to become children of God, and that each one of us is a child of God. It's not just fancy religious words or some kind of spiritual hyperbole. It's a fact. Something entirely new has happened in each one of us in baptism. and he calls us God's children. You are a daughter of God. You're a son of God. You are beloved as a child of God. This is the gift of Jesus. His status as the beloved, as the one absolutely perfectly united to the Father, the one in whom the Father delights in. Jesus has brought us in, restored us, healed us, and made it possible for us to share his identity and to be his beloved. That's amazing. Friends, if we allow the Holy Spirit, whose mission it is to reveal these realities to us, if we allow the Holy Spirit to awaken in us the faith and the confidence and the trust in our identity as children of God, this will transform us more than anything else in this world, more than any kind of therapy, more than any kind of goal setting, whatever this life can offer, whatever good even this life can offer, nothing will impact us and give us confidence, security, identity, peace, joy. This is what we inherit as children of God. These are the realities that belong to Jesus. This is what characterizes his life. And remember, he's the God-man. He hasn't lost his humanity. When he went back to heaven, he didn't take off his humanity like a coat and hang it up on a rack somewhere. He is the God-man, and humanity is glorified in him. And he loves with a divine love, but he also loves with a human love. And he takes delight in us. He rejoices in our yes to him and our yes to the Father. He's in our corner. He's cheering us on. And I want to this week look at some of the beautiful things Jesus says to us, the promises he gives us, in John's gospel in particular, the one who knew he was beloved. You know, John writes this gospel and he talks about himself in it as the beloved. I think that's amazing. I think that's fantastic. He's so confident and so secure in his relationship and his identity as a son of God, and that he's so precious to Jesus. And that's the same relationship and disposition we can walk in because it's real. It's not just a mind game. It's a fact. Jesus delights in us, and he wants to teach us. He said he's giving us the Holy Spirit as our helper, as our advocate, as our counselor, to give us all that we need, a power and a capacity to live as children of God, much more than most of us actually believe. It's so important for us, friends, to not only know what we're supposed to do for God, what our assignment in this world is, what the commandments are, what he's commissioned us to do. That's all very, very important. But for all of that to work right and for us to bear fruit, we first need to understand and to internalize what Christ has done for us and what it means, what he's given to us, the full implications of what that means. Jesus called it abiding in him. Another way to express it is to say to live in him. And what the church needs now, what the world needs now, he has love, sweet love, but it's the love of Jesus Christ alive in us, in which we as the body of Christ abide. And as we abide and trust and yield ourselves to that love, the life of Jesus flows through us and we're able to bear fruit. We've been chosen to bear fruit. Friends, I hope you can tune in tomorrow. This is going to be a good week. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Peter Burak's new booklet, The Game Changer, in which he talks to us very clearly about the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives, especially to empower us to engage the mission of the church. That's a calling that's there for all the baptized. If you'd like this free booklet, you could call us at 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to our past episodes or subscribe to our podcast. God bless you.